Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring the fascinating world of microalgae, specifically focusing on a study that investigates the growth kinetics of Syndesmus obliquus, a species that's drawing increasing attention for its potential applications in biotechnology. But before we dive into the findings, let's set the stage to understand why this research is important. Microalgae like Syndesmus obliquus are not just tiny green organisms, they hold immense promise for producing biofuels, nutritional supplements, and even pharmaceuticals. With the rising interest in sustainable resources and green technology, understanding how to optimize the growth of these organisms under various conditions is crucial. This particular study aimed to evaluate how different factors, such as nutrient concentrations, pH levels, and temperatures, influence the growth and yield of this microalgae species. So, how did the researchers approach this investigation? They employed a smart experimental design known as the Box-Behnken factorial design. This allowed them to systematically test three variables, temperature, pH, and nutrient concentration, in a structured way. By adjusting these conditions, they could measure parameters like maximum cell density, specific growth rate, and maximum yield. Essentially, they were determining how well Syndesmus obliquus can grow under various environments. Their results were quite revealing. The maximum cell density, which is essentially the highest concentration of microalgae they could achieve, varied significantly, reaching as high as 101.5 million cells per milliliter under optimal conditions. This particular figure was reached at a temperature of 24 degrees Celsius with a nutrient solution of 20 milligrams per liter. Interestingly, while the pH ranged from 5.0 to 9.0, the researchers found that it didn't significantly impact growth responses compared to the effects of temperature and nutrient concentration. Now, let's break down some of the key findings. The study demonstrated a notable difference in specific growth rates and maximum yields between experiments. For instance, certain experimental settings highlighted yields of over 6.2 cells per milliliter per day, indicating that Syndesmus obliquus can thrive under carefully controlled conditions. However, while the results are promising, they do raise some questions. An AI scientific reviewer noted that although the methodologies were clear and replicable, there were minor concerns about the availability of the raw data used in the analysis. Researchers didn't specify if their datasets would be accessible for further scrutiny, which could impact the study's reproducibility. Additionally, while the methodology around their factorial design was robust, some of the writing might be too complex for audiences without a scientific background. Clear communication is key, especially when conveying ideas to a broader audience. It's also worth noting that while this study contributes valuable insights into optimizing the growth of Syndesmus obliquus, its relevance to bioimaging, an area we routinely cover, wasn't directly addressed. The implications of algae and bioimaging technologies could be an exciting angle for future research, potentially exploring how the characteristics of these organisms might enhance imaging techniques or methodologies. In summary, this study emerges as a substantial piece of research into microalgal growth kinetics, demonstrating the value of environmental optimization for industrial prospects. With microalgae's applications in sectors from aquaculture to renewable energy, understanding their growth dynamics could pave the way for innovative biotechnological applications. As we wrap up today's exploration of Syndesmus obliquus, remember that findings like these not only contribute knowledge but also spark new questions and directions for future research. So whether you're a budding scientist or an experienced professional, there's always something more to learn in the captivating world of science. Thank you for tuning in to SciBud. We'll be back next time with more scientific discoveries and insights to share. Until then, keep your curiosity alive, and let science be your guide.